Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel, where we break down stocks, like we're chatting over coffee, about what really matters for long-term investors. Today we're diving deep into NioCorp Developments, ticker NB, a small-cap name in the basic materials space that's been making some noise lately, with coverage from analysts and movement in its share price. NioCorp is still very much in the development stage, working on a critical minerals project in Nebraska, aimed at producing niobium, scandium, and titanium. These materials feed into superalloys, aerospace, and clean tech applications, so there's real strategic interest as supply chains shift. The company has no commercial production yet, which shapes everything we'll talk about from here on out. Founded back in 1987 and headquartered in Colorado, NioCorp is led by CEO Mark Smith and runs with a tiny team of just 8 full-time employees. Its entire focus sits on advancing that Elk Creek project, which the company believes could become a meaningful domestic source of these specialty metals. At the current price around $5, the market cap sits near $670 million, giving you a sense of the scale we're dealing with for a pre-revenue developer. Revenue remains at zero across recent years because the project is still in permitting and development, not operations. That means all the usual top-line breakdowns don't apply yet. What we can track instead is how the company manages its burn rate while it works toward potential future cash flow from those high-value minerals. Earnings have stayed deeply negative, as expected for a development stage miner. The latest fiscal year showed a net loss of about $16 million, or 36 cents per share, following an $11 million loss the prior year. Operating expenses and exploration costs continue to drive the red ink, with no gross profit to offset them. EPS has fluctuated but stayed in negative territory, reflecting ongoing investment in the project rather than any operational leverage yet. Looking at the balance sheet, NioCorp holds roughly $25 million in cash against very light debt, giving it a current ratio above 30 and a solid liquidity position for now. Total assets sit near $44 million, while equity has grown to about $28 million after recent financing. The cash flow statement shows consistent operating burns in the $10 to $17 million range annually, funded mainly through equity raises that have kept the lights on and the project moving forward. Our model points to a fair value somewhere around $4, using a price-to-book approach suited to this pre-revenue, high-risk profile. With the stock trading near $5, that puts it a bit above the rough estimate, though the gap isn't enormous. Remember, these are ballpark figures that can shift with changes in project milestones, metal prices, or dilution from future funding. The setup favors a conservative stance given the cyclical commodity nature and lack of earnings history. On the strength side, the Elk Creek project targets materials with strong long-term demand in aerospace and technology, and the company has secured a decent cash buffer. Weaknesses center on the complete absence of revenue, ongoing losses, and heavy reliance on external financing. Opportunities lie in potential government support for domestic critical minerals and rising interest in niobium and scandium applications. Threats include permitting delays, metal price volatility, and the ever-present risk of dilution for shareholders. Performance has been a mixed bag. Over the past year, shares gained nearly 51%, outpacing some peers, yet the 5-year return sits at a loss of about 39%. Shorter-term moves show mild weakness, with the stock down a couple percent in the latest week and month. The beta near 0.17 suggests lower volatility than the broader market, but that can change quickly once the project hits construction or production phases. Wrapping this up, NioCorp remains a high-risk, high-reward development story that hinges on successfully advancing its Nebraska project and navigating funding needs. It's not for everyone given the pre-revenue reality and execution hurdles ahead. If you're comfortable with that profile and believe in the critical minerals theme, it could be worth watching for catalysts, but size any position accordingly and keep an eye on dilution risks. Thanks for hanging out with me today. Hit subscribe if you want more deep dives like this, and I'll catch you in the next one.